All right. Well, first of all, demons, I mean, like, how do they travel? Well, I mean, like, they are fast. They are angels, right? And we see kind of a record in scripture about, well, how fast are these things? Daniel 7, verses 21 through 23. While I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly esteemed. Therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. And then so he goes into like the rest of, you know, the rest of the chapter about like the weeks and everything like that about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's interesting is the statements swift flight. Okay, so you're already getting the idea that it's fast. As soon as you began to pray. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take for us to pray something? A thought. How long does that take? Like the speed of thought.
Yeah, it's like instantaneous.
Yeah. So that is how fast the word went out and the angel was sent out and arrived to Daniel. Speed of thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just, wow.
which is pretty incredible.
Yeah. And so while there's no measurement given in the Bible about this, the implication here is speed of thought. They're very fast. Now, when it comes to possessing people, they can only possess non-believers. They can't possess believers. They can oppress believers, but they can't possess believers. Why? Because who's dwelling inside believers?
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah. And so the Holy Spirit is not going to share the same space with a demon.
Although here's kind of like a part B question. Can, just because you are quote unquote, like just because you are born again and a believer, do you instantly get filled with the Holy Spirit, or is that a separate, like, you know, event? Because we see kind of instances of both, you know, in the Bible. So that's just kind of like a sidebar there.
Yeah, I mean, when that, there's a lot of debate about this. I mean, like,
I'm
just, I mean, like, when I think about how Billy Graham addressed this, you know, he's just like, when you look in the scriptures, the parts where the Holy Spirit came secondary is because it was the brand new thing, the early church where they had just started. This is something never happened before. And so, you know, the Holy Spirit had to be imparted to them later, you know, whereas after that, it seemed like it was implied that as soon as you became a believer, you received the Holy Spirit at the time of conversion.